Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me I've got my co-host, Sturdy John the Man. How are you doing, John? John? What's going on, John? Are you there? Oh, shit. He disappeared. Okay, let's try that again. John, are you there? Ah, shit. Hello,
James.
John.
Okay, James.
Let's do it. Yes.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me I've got my co-host, John Doerr, Sturdy John from New York City. How are you doing, John?
Good, James. Good to be back with you. How are you?
Good to be back. I had a nice little vacation, got a lot of fresh air.
Yeah.
Long walks, long kayaks. 8-hour kayak. It was fucking hell. The water was low, and I kept getting stuck. I got to my wit's end. I swear. But at the end of it, my kayak partner said, "There's the bridge," and I was like, "Oh, phew!" And I just gave her to the end. anyway, that's my story. You went away too.
Yeah, I was in upstate New York for a few days. Doing work on a friend's house.
Okay.
And, with the horses and the chickens and the ducks and everything, and riding
nice.
Quads around and tearing the mountains up. And really beautiful. It was a good getaway from the city.
I'm glad. I'm so happy for you,
Yep.
I could not imagine living in the middle of that crazy, crazy, crazy concrete jungle.
Yeah.
I mean,
literally an ocean of people, man.
Yeah.
My borough has over 4 million people in it alone. Brooklyn.
That's like twice the size of Toronto.
Yeah.
And that's like greater Toronto area, which is like Hamilton, Mississauga, Burlington, and Oakville, and Toronto, and Scarborough, and, it goes on. But, fuck, that's crazy. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
How's it coming with your... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, what's even crazier is the state of Oregon only has a little over 1 million people in it, the entire state. So my little borough of Brooklyn has 4 times the amount of people as an entire state.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It seems to make sense. Everybody piled up there when they came across.
Exactly.
So they ventured out. But there's this... statistic, sort of visual stat that shows everybody in all the population of Earth can fit in New Zealand and have have X amount of
It would
space.
Be less densely populated than Manhattan Island is now.
Exactly. so that tells you how many, puts it in perspective. There's a lot of people, but there's not really that many people. I don't trust those UN guys at all. I don't trust NASA. I don't trust much anymore.
I've come to the conclusion that all these, like you said, UN, NASA, politicians, government
WTO.
People. Yeah, all your alphabetical, agencies and all of that. They're all just a barrier between the true rulers of Earth and the rest of humanity.
Right.
That's, I've condensed it down to that. Anything that comes out of anybody of official capacity is nothing but a lying bullshit artist and should not be trusted for anything.
Exactly.
Pretty much, in a condensed nutshell. They're all full of shit.
I have a friend, Kathleen. I think the element of bringing visual, people talking and through Google Hangouts, it makes you feel like you're with the person.
Right.
You're with the people. My friend Kath said it felt really good to hear people just speaking the truth and seeing it.
Right.
It
gives
in a comfortable setting.
Right, it's just not a mechanical recording like we're doing now. It has the human element because you're looking the person right in the eyes as they're speaking the words.
That's right, and it's real. It's not rehearsed.
It's not
practiced. It's not. Well,
yeah.
It could be practiced, but it's only by virtue of the fact that they drill that shit into us constantly, so we have to know it.
And think how much that stuff is practiced and designed and everything. We just talk, off the top of our heads and from our hearts, which is a totally different animal than, mainstream media and television and all that stuff, and even movies and everything else. It's all orchestrated lies to manipulate you.
Yeah, it's incredible when you learn how it works, and you can use their techniques against them. If people respond to humor, advertisements, memes, and whatever, you got to play their game, but do it well.
In the exact opposite direction.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So I'm not suggesting putting shit on TV commercials. Like, that's cost money.
No.
And I haven't spent a dime, really, other than my basic needs.
Right.
On any of
You're
my
producing
stuff.
Everything off your computer.
Yeah.
I commend you for that. When I first, saw you on Facebook and your posts, the one that really grabbed me was the Zionism game, clip from the 9/11 physics movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally watched that about, 10 times in a row just because it was so funny with your voice. Zionism,
Zionism.
And I even wrote, that's what, compelled me to write to you. I wasn't even friends with you yet. I just wrote to you. I was like, you need to make that, Zionism clip in your movie. I believed I watched the movie first, and I wrote to you. I said, you need to make that Zionism game little clip in your
just
movie into
myself.
However long it is, like a minute,
mm-hmm.
Little separate its own video, because it struck me. And that's
right
what
on.
You got to do, And it's like a counter media, commercial, basically. And I, that's awesome. I thought that was just totally awesome, because that's where people need to go to expose everything of what a sham it is,
Yeah.
Just a total bullshit story and how they manipulate your brain.
We need to, this guy Ace Baker did a bunch of movies. One I saw when I got started. After making Biggest, or I'm in the middle of making Biggest Lie too, I watched The Key, and I watched September Clues also, but his movie was really good. And he did a rock and roll song. He was just laughing at the whole fucking thing. I mean, he's making fun of it, and that's what we got to do. We got to laugh it up, because it's a fucking joke, and make people see how stupid they are for believing it.
Right, and taking it seriously. And even dying for it.
When they own up to the fact that they're fools, they'll laugh along too, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's if people can look at it in a light-hearted way.
Yeah.
You know, it's awful shit, man. Fuck.
Absolutely.
It's
hideous.
If you can dumb it down for them,
yeah.
So they can digest it. And
right.
I was even saying, you know, if you're going to talk to the sheep, you know, keep it short.
Right, short and sweet
stupid.
And simple.
Yeah, and in bullet form, and you know, like,
right.
So, but. As for the commercial stuff, I think I made like 6 different commercials.
Yeah.
They're not all visual like that one with 3D and stuff, but
yeah.
the Marshall Law, Marshall Law Associate, or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
She's like going on about like how it's all conspiracy theorists are fucked and blah, 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 blah. It's me
yeah.
you know, talking in a girl's voice. And,
yeah.
Like, she's, like, immune to all this, right? She's like,
right.
Don't worry about it. Embrace it. And all this shit. And then, bang, bang, bang. DHS. She's like, oh,
yeah.
my God. You know, just kind of trying to say, like, nobody's safe.
Right.
There's an illusion yeah. of law and order. And there's a very thin line between when you're on one side of it or the other.
Right.
Because...
Yeah.
Once you know what's really going on, you sort of like you've lost all belief in the system. And
right.
If the system says it was there to protect you, it never was. And
right.
Knowing that, it's not only disconcerting. It's like you know, just behave normally. But
because
they're watching everything, right?
Right.
We're watching all of our communications, all our phone calls, those communications, everything we do on the internet, every keystroke,
right.
every
cell phones, everything.
And if you're in a place like London or like downtown New York, there's cameras everywhere and
right.
facial recognition and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's
right.
data mined. To think they spent all that fucking cash on spying on us.
Right.
What kind of privacy do you have, really? I mean,
how could you possibly call that freedom in any way, shape, or form? Is my question.
It isn't, and
yeah, exactly.
But if people drill it in your head, you're free. You'll be like, yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm free.
Well,
I'm free to be
you 24 hours a day, like you're in a zoo or something. You know, it's like
you're like a gorilla or a monkey, and they're just making
absolutely.
Sure that. You don't get away, and you
right because you got to feed the
eat
system.
GMO food and you know, it bothers me. I mean, we subsist in this. Like, I get GMO carrots. Okay,
yeah.
I like them. They're
right.
bad for me.
Right.
But if I grew my own stuff,
yeah.
then. I'd eat that, you know, like,
right.
I had,
and they probably taste better.
It tastes better, better for you.
Yeah.
If you grow your own food, you'll appreciate it more.
absolutely.
It's the world is not only plastic, it's all convenient.
Right.
And,
if I could just say one thing, like GMO food, I think, just cause it's like so new, you know, and being introduced, you know, to the populace, I guess, you know, at large.
Yeah.
My theory is that eventually it'll work its way into the population the same way, you know, cigarettes are. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, when you buy in a pack of cigarettes, it obviously isn't good for you, but you buy it anyway, and it's legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because
right.
they benefit from it. And but my point is, you know, it's just like it gets like culturally indoctrinated into the population that
mm-hmm.
eventually, you know, I mean, look at the fact that, you know, the United States Congress has repeatedly voted against, you know, labeling GMO foods because they know
yeah,
if people had a choice.
What agenda are they following?
they eat all organic food.
Yeah, in the White
House.
All
the politicians. The White House has pure, you know, totally organic cafeteria, and, you know, all these people are eating great, nutritious food. And they give the rest of the people, you know, crap that grows tumors in you and, you know, kills mice after, you know, three generations. They can't even breed anymore. They go sterile.
Well,
but that's okay, somehow.
It's part of the master plan.
Of course it is.
The master plan is to kill us slowly but surely.
Right. Because they're a bunch of cowards that can't do it any other way.
Yeah, like if you just, you know, over 100 years feed your family and crap that's going to kill you.
Right. And sterilize
sugar,
you. No.
Refined sugar is number one cancer causer.
Absolutely. It acidifies the body.
It
turns your pH acidic.
Yeah. It's I don't even know the technicalities of it, but the way they treat cancer is with chemotherapy, and that kills you. It's fucking,
right, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like
chemotherapy only has
that.
A 3% success rate. Did you know that?
Yeah,
97% of the time it's unsuccessful. And yet, you know, you have to, like, mortgage your house to them and everything else to pay for it.
Yep.
And basically give them everything you worked for your whole life.
But,
so
oh, no, you won't try marijuana because, or...
Yeah,
THC,
that's bad for you, but
that's
this, you know, radioactive, you know, cocktail I'm going to inject into your body. This is okay. And give me, you know, $300,000 for it to do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Yeah, that's a real great system you got there.
This goes back to, like, I mean, of all the stupid people, I mean, they would drag us. If you're climbing a rope, and or if you're hanging off a cliff and all the stupid people are hanging off your foot, would you try to shake them off, or would you
try to pull yourself up and them
pull,
up?
Pull everybody up? I mean,
right.
That's what's going on here is, like, there's a few adept people who get it, who understand what's going on. I mean, once you learn one aspect of it, like a chunk of 9/11 or this or that, all the other shit starts flooding in, all the fucking false flags. People are just talking about it constantly. It's like, you can't avoid it.
Once that happens, I'm saying, then, you know, you see the bigger picture for what it is. And that's what I think is lacking is the, you know, the elites, the controllers, whatever you want to call them, you know, their agendas. Once you see them for what they are and you really study them and understand, you know, they blatantly, you know, publicly put it out in their writings and stuff, you know, and in their books and everything. It's not like they're hiding it. They just understand the fact that... that the majority of people are so stupid that they won't even care or attempt to read it. And, you know, they're documenting everything they're doing to us.
That's the premise for killing us. That's their, you know, they're...
Right, we're too stupid.
...out of what they're doing, and they don't... Mm-hmm. They'll tell us publicly that they're doing it, and, you know, we will lie to ourselves about what's going on to comfort ourselves. The comforting
it's a
lies.
Whole ego play, you know, that's what they play off is the ego. And that's why a lot of people are so resistant. It's because their ego gets in the way. They can't open their minds because their ego keeps it closed. Because the ego needs to be right all the time. You know, it's a very fragile thing, the ego, in the human psyche.
Uh-huh. you know, I think, well, this is where we can talk about altruism. Altruism is the opposite of egotism. It's where you drop your ego completely and you give yourself away. And you just basically, try it for a day. Yeah, just try it once. You know, go out there and just help people and be nice to people and don't have to win an argument and just be quiet and listen. And, you know, just all these things that most people are inclined to not do because their ego comes first. And look up the word altruism and just think of what giving yourself away means. It's not always about you, you, you. It's about everybody else too. You know, like
Helping your fellow man.
Fucking right, man. These bastards.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, and these people have basically brainwashed the masses, the vast majority of people, through cultural programming to, you know, go in the opposite direction. In other words, the people that control the media, again, the elites, they all they're promoting is materialism because they own all the corporations that are selling you all the material shit that you don't need, that you are culturally brainwashed to believe that you do to be somebody. You know,
right.
Where in actuality they're making you less of a person by, you know, being selfish and egotistical and, you know, just, you know, like Terrence McKenna says, an object fetishist, you know, object fetishism. That's all that it is. You have a majority of people have been programmed to be, have fetishes for just material objects that give them a sense of fulfillment and success. And that's the exact opposite of what, you know, fulfillment and success is, you know, in a natural world. It's totally unnatural.
Yeah, you're totally right, man. What I believe success is happiness and comfort and to some degree security, but real security, not like, you know, protection for your family and your friends and so on. But I don't want to delve into security. I want to say it comes secondary. The main things are happiness and comfort. And if you're fucking happy and you're very comfortable, and you can be comfortable sitting on a pile of rocks. I mean, like, honestly, it's all relative shit. If you're happy and comfortable, then you're a success. It has nothing to do with owning a Lamborghini or a Porsche. And people who've gone that route are either A, rich by birth, or B, have clawed their way through the system.
Right, and screwed everybody along the way to get there.
Yeah, see, to get rich, you know, because that's what they think success is. It's fucking, it's a total failure. It's a dismal fucking taking a
experiment.
Shit on society.
Yeah.
And can you believe America in general and Canada and Britain and France and everybody, they all look to celebrities, like these motherfuckers in movies. Who make piles of cash and don't do anything but spend it on themselves. And the occasional oddball will, like, adopt a child from fucking Ethiopia
or
something.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
But, I mean, ultimately, these people are, they're pampered fucking, and
they're isolated.
They're admired.
Right.
They're admired.
But they're also isolated, you know, they're out of touch with what real reality is and what real, you know, human life is, because they're so far removed from it because of their, you know, material holdings, if you will, you know what I mean, that sets them apart. You know,
it's like they won the celebrity lottery.
I just wanted to mention, like, Ben Affleck, you know, he was on that show with Bill Maher, right? And he goes, you know, they were talking about the TSA and, you know, how they, you know, basically molest you, you know, when they search you and all that in the airports. And he goes, you know, so what? You know, you get your, you know, you get a, you know, hand up your ass or whatever, or they grab your genitals. So what? You know, but meanwhile, what he doesn't tell you is when he goes to the airport, you know, he doesn't do any of that. His limousine goes straight out onto the tarmac and he gets into his private jet and, you know, flies off.
Ben Affleck, such a dick. I never
liked
him.
I'm saying, you know, that's the hypocrisy of it all right there. You know what I mean? Screaming out. You know, he's saying he's basically a cultural programmer because he's telling people on the television, oh, so what? You know, they grab your nutsack or whatever, or, you know, stick their fingers in your vagina to see if you're carrying anything. You know, so what? You know, but he doesn't go through that. You know, nobody's sticking their hands in his freaking ball sack, you know?
Right, the Ben Affleck ball sack.
Yeah, exactly. That should be a commercial right there, Jay. the Ben Affleck ball sack.
Yeah, it's like a sack you put over your sack. and it contains yeah,
to go through the TSA screening, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ma, you a big ball, sir? I'm Ben. So going back to idolizing the
yeah.
celebrities and the Queen and presidents and the government, and you know,
yeah.
in Canada we don't have too many movies about our Parliament Hill and our president, our prime ministers. It just
right.
doesn't happen. I mean,
yeah.
there's a very different culture here in that sense.
Exactly.
But over in the States, it's idolizing the American government,
right.
Air Force One, and the
yeah,
White House, the Capitol building, and you know, it's in every movie. It's like
right.
almost every movie. But I mean, that's got to go. You know, you just
right.
got to stop.
It's heavy
giving
duty,
credence
you know,
to these assholes who are.
It's heavy duty brainwashing.
Hurting you. Yeah,
right.
exactly.
And it's putting them, you know, it's a known fact. Like it's trying, attempting. In other words, they've created in America this, you know, rock star, you know what I mean, culturalism, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and fashion and all of that. And so they you see, once you step back and see the big picture, you can see how they're aiming. You know, government to be associated with that, you know, kind of rock star image. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's a proven fact that I think it was like back in, I'm pretty sure, of, like in the 1930s, around there. That, in other words, the ruling elites requested, in other words, that they be associated and seen around and photographed with, like at parties and stuff, with celebrities to,
right.
in other words, associate ruling, you know, politicians, blah, 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 kings, queens in Europe and all of that stuff as being associated with, you know, that they're cool and they're, you know, they're charismatic like celebrities and movie stars were back then, you know. You know, like back in the, you know, James Cagney days or whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And the Humphrey Bogart days, you know.
Right,
where
right.
And that's also the controlling elite also controlled that and, you know, basically designed that whole culture. Even back then in the black and white days, you know, black and white movies, the gangster movies were so, you know, that whole celebrity thing, you know, Frank Sinatra and all those guys back in, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s, those people were all groomed by the ruling elites, too, to be that way, you know, and promoted that way.
Right.
They
developed
because
the idol.
Right. That's what they are. They're false idols. It's a cult.
Right.
And people don't realize that they're, you know, from the time they're born, they stick you, you know, they sit you in your diaper in front of a television to watch cartoons
right.
and shit, you're being indoctrinated into a cult.
Exactly.
That's controlled by the very people at the top. So if you pull that freaking, you know, linchpin out from that, you know, the whole system crumbles around you. It falls apart. And you can actually see the world for, you know, the reality that it is. And it's hideous because, you know, just one more thing. These fucking
yeah.
ruling class elites and all of these people and the celebrities and the musicians who are all owned by these ruling classes, they're all playing into the same game. And the game is basically, yeah, they're at the top and they're rich, but at the price of, you know, a whole heap of human suffering underneath them and also the suffering of the planet itself as a whole, which is even more monstrous. Forget about us as a species and everything. You know, you're talking
right.
about every living thing on the planet is starting to suffer because of, you know, the way this system is set up by these few people at the top
mm.
for their own selfishness, egotisticalness, and greed.
And benefit. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's totally right.
You know?
Couldn't have said it better.
And how fucking selfish is that? And that, well, how could you look up to people like this when they're doing this to the entire planet and you for their own, you know, fucking to live high on the hog? It's absolutely vile and disgusting. That's
we're
you know that's what really turns my stomach, man. Because all this shit, the cultural programming, all of it goes part and parcel with just keeping them at the top at all expenses, at all costs,
mm-hmm.
including the planet itself, which they obviously don't give a flying fuck about, man. And people really need to look at that. That needs to be shoved down people's throats. Because if these
yeah.
people are so great, why is our planet fucking dying right in front of us then? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. All right. I'm sorry, James. Go on.
this ushers in a new part of the argument, or discussion.
Uh-huh.
We talked before about it. Now, you're just saying that if you take away their systems of rule,
right.
You know, one of the key things would be throwing out your television, never
Absolutely.
Watching television again,
yep.
Never watch anything that you don't want to watch on the computer.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of advertisements and shit.
Yeah.
You know, ignore them.
Right.
But the point is that there's a way to take away their thunder if everybody throws at their TV and makes a big calamitous fucking uproar
a cultural statement.
Day.
Right.
Yeah,
I've had enough.
And if, you know, everybody, 10 people on the block will do it, then some other people will be like, what the fuck's going
right.
on?
All you need is the 100th monkey.
right.
You know about the 100th monkey?
Yeah. I heard it was a 1,000th monkey, but a 100th.
Oh,
yeah.
Whatever. I think. Well, you know, it could be any. You know, it's
any number.
That
doesn't
one,
matter.
That one
that
person,
one thing that breaks the
that final
back.
Person that tips the scale, and then everybody does it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is the basic
yeah.
premise behind it.
When I was staying in London, there they had this little
yeah.
monkey. It's a stuffed animal,
uh-huh.
and. It reminded me of the 100th monkey the whole time I was there. It's funny
yeah.
you brought it up.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about the world crumbling around us. If we take away their system,
yeah.
then we need to have a system to replace it with.
Right.
And it has to be watertight.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think that's very hard to do. You know... My vision of the future, I could unload it right now, but
mm-hmm.
like I thought, I've given it careful thought my whole life. I've always
yeah.
looked at the how can we do this better? How can we be more in touch with nature and less destructive and so on?
Right.
But you had brought up about what to do with the bad guys.
yeah.
Well, I can tell it if you want, or you can tell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well... Basically, Israel has a giant wall surrounding Palestine.
Gaza.
And it's a Gaza, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Take the Palestinians out of there and dump all the fucking elites in there and all the fucking
right.
bad guys and
yeah.
make that hell.
Right.
Personally, I would like to see hell be in Australia because it's fitting, but they've already
yeah.
built the damn wall.
right.
So,
exactly. Might as well
yeah,
put it to
there.
Good use.
Yeah, and but honestly, I shit like the Samson option and the you know these vile creatures would vengefully attack us on a severe level if they lost control or didn't get their way.
Mm-hmm.
You weigh the options, right? You're like,
right.
Can we coexist in this system and work it out,
mm-hmm.
or do we have to throw the whole thing in the garbage and start over? And if by doing so, are they going to attack us? So, will the attack be detrimental, and
mm-hmm.
so on? So you got to think of all these things when you're considering how to make a massive worldwide change for the better. And
right.
I'm telling you, the fucking future is awesome. We could do
mm-hmm.
so much shit. We could
right.
go so far. So the human mind is so unlimited. And
yeah.
if this is truly the age of Aquarius,
mm-hmm.
all this prophecy about, you know, people coming online and becoming real human beings and like, the future's fucking awesome. I
yeah.
can't stress it enough. So I'm excited about it, but we have to get over a little hurdle.
Right. But just to point out at the same time, like something as simple as the hemp plant, you know, just for instance, off the top of my head, you know, this one plant, all right, you know, it's hemp. It's not even like heroin or anything. You know, it's hemp. It's got like, you know, by volume, it only has like 3% THC in it. You know, it's like you'd have to smoke like a, you know, a pickup truck full just to get a buzz, you know. It's so, but at the same time, you know, it's an illegal plant. If you plant it, you know, cops and stuff will come and, you know, throw you on the ground and arrest you and throw you in a cage for it.
Right.
But yet, at the same time, it's a proven fact that this plant, single-handedly, just one stupid little plant, could literally cure the world of the majority of its ills. You know, within, literally within a decade, it would turn the world around.
Right.
You know, hemp would, first of all, and most importantly, eliminate petrol oil totally. If hemp were legalized and grown in, you know, massive fields across the world, you know, it makes plastics, it makes building materials, it, you know,
it
has
the
cure for cancer in it. Hemp oil cures cancer, literally.
Right.
You know, this one plant literally has thousands of uses.
For yourself. Sorry.
What? Go ahead.
If you got melanoma, you can watch your cancer cure right away in front of your eyes.
Right. But my point being is, yet, you know, the government that's there to protect you makes this plant illegal. Why? Because
they're not there to protect you. They never
right,
were.
They're there
and
to profit off
be.
You. And if everybody grew this plant in massive amounts, we wouldn't need them. We would literally, hemp would literally put governments out of business. We wouldn't need governments because hemp would also, and more importantly, even than oil, it would stop starvation in the world. It's the
That's
highest
right.
producing protein. The seeds alone produce, you know, have the highest content of protein out of any plant on the planet. It would literally cure. Yeah, it would stop starvation. Dead in its tracks. Nobody would starve to death anymore in the world. You know.
Yeah.
And yet it's held down. It's, you know, if you grow it, you're ostracized, you're put in jail. You know, they come and
parallel.
Burn the field down, or, you know, what?
That's a total parallel to the 9/11 problem, you know.
Right.
Everybody believes the official story, the government story. Well,
right.
Plant hemp is like, you just described all the wonderful benefits of hemp.
Right.
And
why is it illegal? And why do people go for it? Why do more importantly, why do people accept it in mass when it's widely known? You know, if you're in the know about, you know, marijuana and hemp, hemp is just like, it's the wonder plant of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It can do anything, you know, and yet it's held down. Nobody grows it. You know, they're just starting like in Washington State, Colorado. You know, where they legalized marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just honestly, and that's the thing too, this whole marijuana thing in America, you know, how they, you know, oh, a couple of states, you know. I mean, give me a break. Just legalize it. The whole, you know, throughout the whole country already, you know.
Right. And if
give
they
me
do
40,
it.
40 acres and a mule down, motherfuckers. I'll show you how to cure the fucking world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Straight up, man. I'd grow hemp till the cows came home, man.
I'd legalize hemp before legalizing gay marriage. I think that's fucking ridiculous.
Before anything, even marijuana.
But they have an agenda.
Right, exactly. And if that doesn't point out to you, this is my point. The people are so fucking stupid and go along with anything. It's sickening. It's disheartening to be part of a human race that's just so gullible and stupid and easily controlled, you know, and led down heavily destructive paths, you know, which is all they do to us as a whole, man. They fucking march us down such destructive paths, such deadly, poisonous paths. and people followed him right down these paths.
If this is like a game to them, they're not only are they cheating, because you have to be alive to play it. They're murdering fucks, and they're evil. I mean, what other word describes what they're doing? It's fucking evil. It's evil shit. All the way up to the top fucking evil man himself, the Rothschild, Evelyn the Rothschild. These people are in control of the world. And you're right, we're going down destructive paths, like, willingly. I made a meme today, I said, how willfully stupid are you?
And because they make the masses believe that this is the only path, this is the only option.
They frame
which
it,
isn't
right?
True. Exactly. And they put blinders on you. Terrorism, war on terrorism, we got to kill everybody in the Middle East. But don't look over here at this hemp plant. You know, I got the blinders on you, so you can't see this hemp plant right here that could save the whole planet. And, you know, there'd never be any wars or starvation or anything. And, you know, the hemp plant even cleans up radiation. It soaks up radiation.
Right. I heard that from the Fukushima.
Yeah, they want to do it for, like, Japan because of Fukushima, which is still leaking. These people, you know, they create nuclear reactors that melt down, and they have no way to control it. It's still leaking
it's
4 years later.
Yeah, it's
killing,
still going
killing
on.
The,
Don't
the
forget
Pacific
that.
Ocean, and it's just so bad, man.
It's awful shit.
And this is their design. They want to bring the world to its knees so they can control it forever.
Yeah. And that's absolutely sickening. I mean, just the notion that they would even consider murdering, you know, 90% of the people on the planet so they could
have their... So they could stay selfish and at the top.
Yeah.
It's what it's all about.
Horseshit.
And that's how pathetic it is.
Yeah.
You know? It's just for some people to stay at the top and control everything. How fucking pathetic is that? How enlightened are these people that that's the best that they could come up with to do with the planet and the world and all the fucking everything in it? This is the
it's
best they could come up with.
And they, power.
Right,
they want
and they have to call,
power,
to call themselves
so
enlightened,
everything.
You know, and have divine right to rule over all of us.
Well, if they're enlightened, they're in the dark because
it's evil enlightenment.
A light bulb.
That's about all I could say for it. It's dark.
Well, okay. So the stupidity of us is rooted also in our lack of organization.
Absolutely.
And so there's no shortage of people that love pot and believe in it, and we need to organize it. I know. Like, I'm not going to do it myself. I got my own thing.